Good morning, everyone. So today we're going through the brachos of Shemot Esrei and giving a little commentary on each bracha. So we're now in the middle of the bakasha brachos, the brachos of request. We discussed the bracha of Atachon Ein, the bracha of wisdom, the bracha of Hashivei Nevi'im Sarasecha, of trying to rebuild our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu after we sin. Shlach Lana, we don't want to be forgiven. We don't want to be punished for our sins. And then Re'ev Onyenu, this is salvation. We discussed yesterday that the salvation may refer to redemption when we feel hopeless. It could even be after we sin and we're looking for kapara. We're looking for not simply slicha and mechila, forgiveness and waiver of punishment, but we also want that essentially to atone. We want a complete uprooting of our sin. We want to completely eradicate the sin. Now we move on to the bracha of Rafa'enu, and it seems that the bracha of Rafa'enu is a bracha of healing. And this is unfortunately a very popular bracha where people probably have most kavana, most concentration during this bracha if they know that someone is sick. If we think about the text of the bracha, it seems a little strange, some of the wording. The bracha starts, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, heal us and we will be healed. Isn't that obvious? Why didn't say, forgive us and we will be forgiven? Or, see our struggles and we will, not struggle anymore. What's Rafa'enu v'nei rafe? What's this double language? And also, what's the word of v'niva she'a? This is a bracha of healing. Why do we say Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, hoshi'enu v'niva she'a, save us? This is a bracha of healing. And the language of ki sehila seinu ata, for you are our praise. What does this mean? And why will God being our praise, why is that the reason why he will cure us? It seems that we're asking for two different requests also in this bracha. We're saying two different things. We're asking for Rafa'edu Hashem v'nei rafe, Hoshi'edu v'nei rafe, heal us and save us, that's one. And then, V'halei Rafu'a Shleima l'chol makaseinu, and heal us again. So Rafa'enu, and then later on, V'halei Rafu'a Shleima. And then, what's also interesting about this bracha is that we conclude the bracha when we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, that God heals, is the healer of the illnesses of Klal Yisrael, of this people Yisrael. And why is this specific to Klal Yisrael? The only other example in the brachos is Goel Yisrael. So that's redeeming specifically Klal Yisrael. Maybe redemption is limited to Klal Yisrael. But health is not a specifically Jewish issue. For example, for forgiveness or wealth, we don't limit it to Klal Yisrael. It's a human issue. So why are we specifying Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael? And that's, in contrast to, let's say, Asher Yatzar, where we say Rofei Chol Basar Mafi Lasos. That's more general. So we have a lot of questions as to this what this bracha really means. So the interesting is that the first time that we find the sign of Hashem as a healer in the Torah is after Kriyas Yamsuf, after the splitting of the sea in Parshas Bishalach. Hashem tells us that if we observe his mitzvos, and he says, Kol amachla shir samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. That all the sicknesses, all the diseases, all the makos that I brought upon Egypt, I should not bring upon you, ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I am your healer. So why does Hashem talk about health at a time like this? So the Yalkut Shimoni explains that what Hashem is telling to the Bnei Yisrael is that the words of Torah which I've given you are life for you and healing for you. What this means is that the Torah is life. So people who are bound up with Torah will not be sick. Why? Because the source of life is within them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's presence through the Torah, prevents the possibility of illness when we are obviously on that kind of level. The Jewish people were just saved from death after Kriyas Yamsuf. Their very existence is a miracle. And Hashem is telling them that Torah will keep them alive throughout the ages as a nation. And the source of the bracha is from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet, where Yirmiyahu says, Rufa'eni Hashem ve'e Rafei, Hosheini v'ivashia ki sila si'ata. It's very similar language. And the previous Pasuk to this Pasuk of Rufaini and Sefer Yirmiyahu essentially says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem kol ozvecha yivoshu. It says that life and health basically are basically dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yirmiyahu asks Hashem to forgive him, he's making a statement that the healing of Yisrael, the fountain of Yisrael, the salvation, the mikveh of Yisrael is God. All those who leave you will be basically ashamed. Why ki azu makor maim chaim es Hashem. So in other words, because basically they left the source of the living water. The prayer of Yirmiyahu is not for the gift of health, in the sense that Hashem will create a cure for his illness, but it's rather a request that the spirit of Hashem, the fountain of living waters, will be with him, which will result naturally in health and strength and vibrancy of life. If we sense the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God in our midst, then we feel alive. We feel this spiritual kind of health. And that's why in this bracha we mention saving, not just health, but salvation in general, that God is the antidote to our sorrows. And this could explain why Kisi La Seinu Atar, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is our praise, that health is an expression of God's presence within us. Our existence is one where we praise Hashem and identify ourselves as the people who praise God. If we do that, then this is the reason for health. For health is an expression of the closeness of Hashem inherent in the covenant and the result of God's presence within His people. Now, obviously, the second part of the bracha of Rufa'enu, what do we say? Valei Rufua Shleima L'chol Makoseinu. So we are asking for a specific request of health in the narrow sense, as the cure for any type of sicknesses from which we suffer. So we do say Valei Rufua Shleima L'chol Makoseinu, but the conclusion references HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, as the healer of Klal Yisrael, and that He provides us with spiritual health, not just physical health. So this bracha is really about two different types of health. It's the more narrow type of health, Valei Rufua Shleima L'chol Makoseinu. We ask Hashem that all people who are sick should be healed, and we ask also for the spiritual healing that is brought about through our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God.